Nursing homes have come in for their share of scrutiny. Most attention focuses on abuse by nurse aides and other staff, but there's been little study of an even more common kind of violence, of residents who attack other residents. These attacks can cause broken bones, cuts, bruises, sometimes even death. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association tries to figure out why it happens and who are the victims. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Paul Dreyer wanted to know why some nursing home residents injure others. That question came up after a patient at one nursing home pushed another, and the one who fell died. Dreyer is an associate commissioner at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. So 4 years ago, he asked a team of student researchers at Harvard to go over every report of an injury at a nursing home that had been filed with the state. There was already research on who's the typical aggressor, usually a male resident with some sort of dementia or psychosis. But Dreyer wanted to find out who's the typical victim. The researchers thought they knew. They expected the abused to be sort of the opposite of the aggressors that the victims were.
Defenseless, helpless people being preyed upon.
But what the researchers discovered
was something very different. We found that it's more active, physically able people who are more likely to be victims.
In other words, the victims look a lot like the aggressors. Victims are nearly two times as likely to be men than women. And most common, Dreyer found, it's someone with dementia like Alzheimer's, someone who has trouble communicating or controlling anger.
Most of the time, if we have impulses to strike out at someone in response to some sort of insult, you know, physical or otherwise, we restrain ourselves. Part of the disease process with Alzheimer's, for example, is going to disinhibit that restraint.
What Dreyer and the researchers found was that the demented victims often sort of provoke their attacker by shouting insults and threats, or by another behavior common with Alzheimer's, wandering. Residents sometimes walk into someone's room uninvited, maybe even taking their possessions. Most of the conflicts happen when residents come together, like at mealtimes. John Morris dealt with that a couple of years ago at the Hebrew Rehabilitation Center for Aged. Morris runs research and training programs at the large Boston nursing home. He says one woman there was showing up with lots of bruises after mealtime. It turned out she would reach across the table and take someone else's food and sometimes get hit. But then there was another woman who wouldn't eat at all.
One of the women was anxious about her food, about it being poisoned.
So one of Morris's nurses figured out to sit the two women together. The woman who wouldn't eat because she was afraid of being poisoned was told that the woman who grabbed food was her food taster, that she was there to make sure the food was safe.
So you have another woman who was sitting with her, who tasted food ahead of time, and the other woman trusts her, and because there's a sense of trust, the first woman would then proceed to eat her food.
And the woman who used to get hit was now free to snatch food from her neighbor's plate. John Morris says staff at a good nursing home does that sort of creative problem solving all the time.
How did somebody think to do that? And one always wonders. And I think it really comes from knowing your patients very, very well and just being sitting there and trying to be innovative.
And to figure out in advance what causes confused residents to get angry and violent. Morris says that kind of thinking is needed more and more as the population of nursing homes changes and the people who live in them are more likely to have dementia that results in anger and aggression. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.